Shalom. You are at the commemoration and legacy site of Barak Brigade 188. Before the Yom Kippur War, the brigade, under the command of Colonel Yitzhak Ben Shoam, was responsible for the defense over the entire Golan Heights. The brigade included two regular armored battalions, 74 and 53, and a reserve armored battalion, 39. The soldiers were well-trained, had combat experience, and were very familiar with the topography of the Golan. Battalion 74, under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Yair Nafshi, was spread all along the borderline of the Golan, while Battalion 53, under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Oded Erez, was in the rear as a reserve unit. The borderline on the Golan was well arranged, with a defense layout for war, including tank ramps, infantry outposts, anti-tank trenches, and minefields. As tension along the border grew, the level of alertness was raised by positioning Battalion 53 to the borderline and giving it the command over the southern Golan. Battalion 74 received command over the northern Golan. At the eve of the war, 177 Israeli tanks, 71 of them from Brigade 188, faced 930 Syrian tanks that were spread out in three divisions. On October 6, 1973, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Syrians launched an extremely aggressive artillery bombardment all along the Golan front, followed by an intensive airborne attack. At the same time, the first line of armored brigades of the Syrian army began moving towards the borderline. The tanks of Brigade 188 reached the ramps and targeted with professional accuracy the bridging tanks and bulldozers in order to prevent them from breaking through. In the evening, the intelligence assumption was that the main Syrian offensive would be in the northern front, and therefore it was strengthened with the 7th Armored Brigade. The front line of the Golan was divided into two fronts, with the 7th Brigade, joined by Battalion 74, receiving command over the northern front, while Brigade 188 received command over the southern front. In the northern front, the IDF forces were able to block the Syrian offensive and prevented any passage by Syrian troops into the Golan. This was not the situation in the southern Golan. Battalion 53 led courageous and bloody battles, hitting many enemy tanks. However, the onslaught led by the Syrian army was overwhelming. Many tanks of the battalion were hit, ammunition ran out, and casualties mounted. Battalion 82 from the 7th Brigade was sent to provide help, but they too suffered heavy losses. By nightfall, the Syrians were successful in crossing the anti-tank trenches, thereby allowing a massive flow of their forces into the center and the south of the Golan. Colonel Yitzhak Ben Shoam, commander of Brigade 188, was directing the battle from the Golan base headquarters in Nafah. However, as the situation on the battlefield worsened, he decided that evening to get in a tank and join his troops in battle. In the morning, the Syrian army renewed the attack. The situation in the south was on the edge of despair. The commander of Battalion 53 gathered what was left of his troops near Tel Faris and in the evening received permission to retreat. A convoy of tanks, together with artillery and infantry soldiers, made its way down the Golan and by morning arrived to the shores of the Sea of Galilee. The commander of Brigade 188, along with his deputy, moved in with their tanks to block the Syrians that were advancing on the oil pipeline road towards Nafah. In the battle that ensued, the brigade commander, his deputy, and the brigade's operation officer were all killed. 24 hours into the war, the brigade was left without any senior command. On October 9th, after three grueling days of fighting, the Syrians led a massive offensive to break through the front line in the northern Golan. Their main thrust took place in a valley later called, due to the fierce fighting there, the Valley of Tears. The 7th Brigade stood mightily with some dozens of Israeli tanks manned by exhausted crewmen against 170 Syrian tanks. This time, the Syrians were able to cross the borderline and threatened to break the defense line. Tanks from Battalion 74, with its commander and a new force based on the remaining soldiers from Battalion 53, joined in the battlefield and were successful in determining the battle and forcing the Syrians to retreat. On Thursday, October 11th, the IDF broke into Syria. Forces from Battalion 74 and 53 took part in the invasion and continued in taking over the Syrian enclave. 79 soldiers from Brigade 188 fell in the war, and many were injured. May their memory be blessed. At the end of the war, Brigade 188 was rearranged and continued to take part in the defense of the country and serving in all of Israel's wars till today. Thank you for your attention.